So an apparently growing al-Qaeda, bursting forth most recently now in Yemen, complicates one policy we may have thought was settled.
We will close the Guantanamo Bay detention camp and determine how to deal with those who have been held there.
That's President Obama's intention and policy. And one of the people who is currently believed to be leading this al-Qaeda franchise in Yemen was held in Guantanamo and released in 2007. 89, at least, of the remaining Gitmo detainees are believed to be Yemenis. Here is Senator Joe Lieberman speaking yesterday on ABC's This Week.
One thing we better learn from this case on December 25th, it would be irresponsible to take any of the Yemeni detainees in Guantanamo and send them back to Yemen. We know from past experience that some of them will be back in the fight against us.
So what does that mean? Whether Guantanamo Bay remains open or closes, there is a whole domain of people who the Obama administration will need to deal with somehow, through the administration of the courts, through military tribunals, or what? Joining us now is Daphna Linzer, a senior reporter for ProPublica, who covers Guantanamo Bay. Good morning.
Good morning.
And Vijay Padmanabhan, visiting professor at Cardozo School of Law and former attorney advisor in the State Department with responsibility for detainee issues, is right here in our studio. Vijay, good morning.
Good morning.
So, first of all, let's describe this category of detainees that we're probably going to see more of. What are the subcategories, Daphna?
It's interesting. There's about... There were 246 detainees in Guantanamo when Obama took office, and that number has fallen by about 40, including one detainee who was already moved to New York for prosecution in connection with the embassy bombings in 1998 in East Africa. One detainee died in custody, and we have five others who are awaiting charges in federal court for their roles as alleged conspirators in the 9/11 plots and terrorist attacks, and five others who are waiting charges in military commissions. What you have left is a pool of people, largely Yemeni, citizens from Yemen, about close to 90 men, who have been in Guantanamo for 7 years without charge or trial.
And we should note again that the New York Times is reporting that one of the people in this al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula group is believed to be a Gitmo detainee who was released back to Yemen as recently as 2007. Vijay, it seems to me you hold people to keep them from threatening the United States. You hold them because they have committed specific crimes and you want to deliver justice to them. And you hold them to get intelligence to prevent further attacks against the United States. Okay, Gitmo closes. What happens to all these people?
Well, I think you have to figure out whether or not there's an alternative mechanism by which you can manage the threat that these individuals pose. And one of the decisions the Bush administration made when they tried to reduce the number of detainees is try to see whether the countries where these people come from can be responsible for managing the threat that they pose.
All right. That question seems to be answered. In Yemen, no, they can't be responsible. Now this guy's running or number two in the al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula.
Obviously, this is a failure. But I think one thing that needs to be remembered is that no plan is going to be foolproof. For example, the Bush administration and the Obama administration have been very happy with Saudi Arabia as a country that has effectively managed the threat posed by people returned to Saudi.
Although in this case, it didn't work here because
the
individual in Yemen passed through that Saudi program.
So I think the American people need to understand that when people are being released from Guantanamo Bay, there's no guarantee that those people aren't going to return to terrorism. I think.
But what's the new policy going to look like? That's the question that I really want answered. Daphna Linzer, senior reporter for ProPublica. There's a prison in Illinois, right? We've still got the regular federal prison system. There are, I suppose, the possibility of rendition. You could still take people to black sites around the world. What do you think the Obama's position is when Guantanamo Bay closes of how to deal with these various groups?
Well, this is the big question, and I think it's what has really crippled the administration in its efforts to close Guantanamo this year and really vexed Congress. Even back in May, Congress was sort of begging the administration, please tell us what your plan is, please tell us what your policy is. Where do you plan to send people? Will you hold people indefinitely after Guantanamo closes? And they've really struggled to get answers beyond a speech that the president gave in May at the National Archives, in which he alluded to the fact that he would hold people indefinitely after Guantanamo closes. But as you say, he is now in a terrible situation politically. He really doesn't have the political will of his own party in many respects for a plan to close Guantanamo and move detainees to possibly this prison facility that they've located in Illinois. If you have enough members of Congress who are determined to prevent the president from sending the Yemeni detainees anywhere, because if Yemen isn't safe enough, I'm not sure why Belgium would take them.
Right.
So if you have a situation where there's nowhere for these people to go, they can't be released in the United States, they can't be returned to Yemen, and nobody else wants them, what you are effectively doing is allowing the president to hold, you know, possibly as many as 90 people, even just from one country, indefinitely.
Well, you've described the political muddle pretty spectacularly there, Daphne Linzer, but does the court have a vote in this, Vijay Padmanabhan? Does the court indicate that there is some doctrine, 21st century doctrine, which suggests that under certain conditions, people can be grabbed from around the world and held indefinitely? And is that a security issue that we're going to be dealing with?
Well, what's actually happening now is the courts are actually going through all of the cases of the individuals at Guantanamo Bay in their habeas corpus petitions. And the standard the court is using is, were these people combatants in a conflict with al-Qaeda and the Taliban? And so what we're going to see as the court is winding through these 90 cases is some of them they will say, yes, they're combatants, which means the government can detain them. But I think if past cases are precedent, a significant percentage, more than half, the court will say the government does not have evidence that these people were combatants, and they will be ordered to be released.
So the gray area may get larger. In some sense, is the takeaway here that the administration is crossing its fingers that the courts are going to clarify things quickly?
I don't think you can expect the courts to clarify things beyond where they already have clarified them.
So the political muddle will continue. Vijay Padmanabhan, visiting professor at Cardozo School of Law, former attorney advisor in the State Department with a responsibility for detainee issues. Vijay, always a pleasure.
Thank you.
And Daphne Linzer, a senior reporter for ProPublica who covers Guantanamo Bay. Thanks, Daphne. And coming up, we talk about family life every Monday. How do you resolve a custody battle when one parent says the other is unfit because of her disability? Does this case set precedents? We'll talk about it later this hour.